And how? I almost asked, but Madding's obvious grief kept me silent. He went to her, this impossibly dead godling, and reached out to touch some part of her body. I could not see what. His fingers seemed to fade as they pressed against her skin.
It doesn't make sense, he said very softly.
That was more proof of how troubled he was. Usually, he tried to act like the tough, rough-mannered mortal he appeared to be. Before this, I had seen him show softness only in private, with me. What could kill a godling? I asked. I did not stammer this time.
Nothing. Another godling, I mean, but that takes more raw magic than you can imagine. All of us would have sensed that and come to see. But Rola had no enemies. Why would anyone hurt her? Unless...
He frowned. As his concentration slipped, so did his image. His human frame blurred into something that was a shining liquid green, like the smell of fresh tree leaves.
No. Why would either of them have done it? It doesn't make sense.
I went to him and put a hand on his glimmering shoulder. After a moment, he touched my hand in silent thanks, but I could tell the gesture had given him no comfort.
I'm sorry, Mad. I'm so sorry.
He nodded slowly, becoming human again as he got a hold of himself.
I have to go. Our parents, they need to be told, if they don't know already.
He sighed and shook his head as he got to his feet.
Is there anything you need?
He hesitated, which was gratifying. There are some reactions a girl always likes to see from a lover, even a former one. This former one brushed my cheek with a finger, making my skin tingle.
No. But thank you.
While we'd spoken, I hadn't paid attention, but a crowd had begun to gather at the mouth of the alley. Someone had seen us and the body. In the way of cities, that first gawker had drawn others. When Madding picked up the body, there were gasps from the watching mortals and one horrified outcry as someone recognized his burden. Rola was known then, possibly even one of the godlings who'd gathered a small following of worshippers. That meant word would be all over the city by nightfall. Madding nodded to me, then vanished. Two shadows within the alley drew near, lingering by the place Rola had been, but I did not look at them. Unless they worked hard not to be noticed, I could always see godlings, and not all of them liked that. These were probably Madding's people. He had several siblings who worked for him as guards and helpers. There would be others, though, coming to pay their respects. Word spread quickly among their kind, too. With a sigh, I left the alley and pushed through the crowd, giving no answers to their questions other than a terse, "Yes, that was Rola," and "Yes, she's dead," eventually returning to my table. Baroy and Owen had been joined by Rue, who took my hand and set me down and asked if I wanted a glass of water. Or a good stiff drink. She started wiping my hand with a piece of cloth, and belatedly I realized there must have been God's blood on my fingers.
I'm all right, I said, though I wasn't entirely sure of that. Could use some help packing up, though. I'm heading home early.
I could hear other artists along the road doing the same. If a godling was dead, then the World Tree had just become the second most interesting attraction in the city, and I could look forward to poor sales for the rest of the week. So I went home. I am, you see, a woman plagued by gods. It was worse once. Sometimes it felt as if they were everywhere, underfoot, overhead, peering around corners, and lurking under bushes. They left glowing footprints on the sidewalks. I could see that they had their own favorite paths for sightseeing. They urinated on the white walls. They didn't have to do that. Urinate, I mean. They just found it amusing to imitate us. I found their names written in splattery light, usually in sacred places. I learned to read in this way. Sometimes they followed me home and made me breakfast. Sometimes they tried to kill me. Occasionally, they bought my trinkets and statues, though for what purpose I can't fathom. And yes, sometimes I loved them. I even found one in a muck bin once. Sounds mad, doesn't it? But it's true.
If I had known this would become my life when I left home for this beautiful, ridiculous city, I would have thought twice. Though I would still have done it. The one in the muck bin, then. I should tell you more about him.